really just about the Namibia game tomorrow. It's a tough one for tough game. I mean, they haven't been playing well, but they seem to have bounced back with a good one in the last one.
Yeah, and this is the kind of thing that can cause upsets. They have a couple of lads in their squad that can win matches. Obviously, Jay Snyder was the main man, can win a match with bat and ball, and we've seen that over the last couple of 4 day games when we played them, that he's a dangerous player, so he'd be one to watch out for.
What about yourself? You seem to be playing more positively. I mean, you came into this competition as a reputation to see Paul Hackman called you a nudger and a nerdler, but you seem to have dispelled that. I mean,
no, it's not something that's been intentional. I've just been working on a few things over the winter, and it's just made me to be a more consistent player, to be able to have a more repeatable technique.
Could you repeat that again?
I just feel more comfortable in the game, and the wickets have been alright and have suited me, and the games have went in. I just looked to play positively from the start, and luckily enough got a score and a couple of starts. Was a bit disappointing not to kick on, but no, I feel pretty good.
And how do you feel the team's been playing? Are you happy with the form thus far?
Yeah, I thought the last game, I thought the boys bowled exceptionally well. I thought we were a bit unlucky in stages not to pick up a couple of wickets, but missed a few chances, but I thought we bowled reasonably well. Didn't get off the best start with the bat, but I think everyone's contributed at some stage with the bat, and we've got 200s and a couple of other big scores, so no, I'm happy with the form of the teams in at the minute.
Does it worry you the fact that you haven't gone sort of past number 6 or 7? I mean, I thought maybe against Uganda the other day would have been a good chance to give some of the other guys a body of bat, but only 20 or 30 needed, but there's a temptation there to do that, no?
No, we always put the emphasis on the top 6 and on the top 4 batting through, so I think that it's good that them lads are doing the job. Obviously, you'd like some lads to have a hit now and again, but the way we're playing at the minute, the form of the top order are in, hopefully they can keep taking that responsibility and batting through, and sure, the lads down order, if they're required and they're called on, they'll do the job.
And Big Boyd seems to be sort of one of the finds, not a find of the tournament, but he seems to be the picked standout bowler.
Yes, I said that at the start, like I thought the form he was in the 2 weeks before the start of the tournament, that he'd be a real plus for us in the tournament, and he'd be one to watch out for, and he's proved that. And I think in every game so far, he hasn't let us down. He's come in and hit his length, which is an awkward length, especially with the height he's coming from. So as long as he can keep doing that and be as consistent as possible, then we've got a very good chance taking wickets up front.
And what about the new Owen Morgan yesterday called up the England squad? Has that upset the camp? I mean, is it not the sort of thing you want in the middle of a World Cup qualifier?
No, I think it's brilliant for him, and I think the experience and the cricket that he's been playing over the last few months, being away with the Lions and playing that standard cricket, helped improve him as a cricketer, and it's brought something extra to us. It's good to have someone like Owen slotting in at number 3. It brings a lot to the squad, and it's obviously a big boost to his confidence in himself, and that's great for him and his own profile.